International election observers say yesterday's runoff presidential election in the Democratic Republic of Congo was largely peaceful. Results are not expected for several weeks. As NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports, the millions of Congolese who voted are hopeful the election will bring an end to decades of dictatorship and civil war.
Joseph Kabila.
Votes were being counted deep into the night here in Kinshasa after Congo's presidential runoff. 25 million registered voters had the choice between two former rebel leaders, Joseph Kabila, the current president, and Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba, his main political foe. Thunderclaps and lightning ripped through the skies in the capital as election day dawned grey and wet with torrential rains. Turnout was slow in the morning in Kinshasa, but armed with umbrellas and raincoats, Congolese like Nicole Bande, this mother of seven, braved the downpours, jumping over puddles, determined to vote.
No, the rain didn't put me off. Not even the thunder. I just had to come out and vote for my new leader. A good leader. Look at the miserable state we are in after all these years. What we need now is a strong leader to take this country in hand and deal with all of our problems.
And there are enormous problems facing Congo's new leaders. 4 million people were reported killed during a decade of war and rebellion that drew in six neighboring armies. And despite its size, potential wealth, and strategic importance, this country has no functioning road network. So infrastructure is a serious problem. But perhaps most important are the unresolved issues of security. Marauding militiamen still roam lawless areas of eastern Congo, raping and looting at will, despite the presence of large numbers of United Nations peacekeepers. And there's not yet a fully integrated army. But Jason Stearns of the conflict resolution advocacy organization International Crisis Group says there is still reason for hope in Congo.
I think we need to look where we're coming from. It's true that, you know, the two competitors for elections are former warlords, but the elections or the transitional process, culminating elections, has worked a certain magic in the Congo. 3 years ago, we were still in a country that was divided into at least four or five parts. There was a war ongoing. So, I mean, it was a country that was destroyed.
A fact that's not lost on Congolese voters. Dabu Kimela was among the stragglers in Kinshasa who waited for the rain to ease before he cast his vote.
I voted because I want this country to forge ahead of all other African countries. Our growth has been stunted. We're way behind so many other countries now. And yet the Congo is so rich, so very rich. So we want change, genuine change.
But it won't be easy. Apart from the support of the people, Congo's new president will need the continued assistance and commitment of the largest UN peacekeeping operation in the world. That would give a freshly elected leader the space to begin implementing the changes the Congolese desperately desire, including jobs, peace, and prosperity. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.